Oh, there was an awful lot of talk. Mm-hmm. But she didn't care. Mm-hmm. She's like I am. She just lived her life. But those little things that were special in your parents' lives, you can't help but remember them when something like this comes up.
Sure.
I hadn't thought of that in ages.
That would be a, brave thing to do in those days.
And especially when there weren't any beauty parlors here. She had to go to Fort Smith. She went.
Did she ever go back to Wyoming?
Did what?
Did she ever go back to Wyoming, or did they
stay? Yeah. We took trips back there, but never to live back there or anything. Mm-hmm. I made three trips back there. My daddy and I went back three times.
I see. Where in Wyoming was that?
Evingston, Wyoming.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Right close to the Yellowstone National Park.
Mm-hmm. Must have been
not too far from Ogden, Utah.
The Union Pacific, then?
Huh?
It was the Union Pacific, was it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's right. UP.
To get back to the house, what did you keep the scraps in for the hog?
What
did you keep the table scraps in?
We didn't have any.
You didn't have any?
No. Anything that we didn't throw out much, and what we did was immediately devoured by the chickens and the,
I see.
And anything green the cow had.
Mm-hmm.
Had a horse.
Did you keep a slop bucket?
Each meal cleaned up itself.
I see.
We never had any garbage.
Uh-huh. And how did you...
And we had very few we had no, you might say, no canned good cans except your baking powder. Of course, the soda came in packages. Baking powder is about the only can we had. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
We got the pepper by the pound and ground it.
Ground that. Mm-hmm. You say you never had a fireplace.
Not in the home, no.
Here. Uh-huh. I was wondering what you'd call those iron things that would hold up the logs in a fireplace. Do you remember that?
That you hold up the what?
Hold the logs and the wood.
Grill? No.
Is that it?
Got a fireplace in here.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what we call it.
Mine
don't have anything.
You have a grate and a stove.
A
right?
Grill.
A grill? I see.
I would think. Now I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. In the stove, you'd have a grate.
Yeah, right? I know.
Uh-huh. But I was wondering what you had in a fireplace.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. And,
but we never did go on and finish the house. We later put two nice bedrooms upstairs took the big porch off.
Oh, you did?
To make the real home. See, in the meantime, there was the two babies. Then there was the six of us.
Mm-hmm. How did you get up to the upstairs? Where did you get...
When we remodeled and built the upstairs, through the dining, through that middle room, the stairways in the middle room.
I see.
And it's not a straight up stairway. You go seven steps and then hit a low landing, and then you go five more steps up.
I see.
And there's two nice bedrooms and lots of windows and two little porches upstairs.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not going to part with it.
I don't blame you. How about you mentioned the two candles in the sick box? What did you use to read by mostly? Candles?
In the home?
Yes.
Lamps.
Lamps?
But we always, at death, we always burn candles.
Oh.
Two what we call holy candles, blessed candles.
I see.
And when the priest comes to administer at death, and when anybody's real sick, we always had the candles available. That's what the candles were for.
I see. What did you burn in the lamps?
Oh, kerosene.
Kerosene.
Bought it in 5 gallon can. We bought it by the gallon, but we had a 5 gallon can.
Mm-hmm.